It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Off in the deep right side in the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Tech!
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes, at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
And here's a guy who knows New Orleans quite well, pre- and post-Katrina, Bill Roth, joining us in the Cowan Gates Roth Report on a Tuesday evening. I had Dan Beyer on from Fox Sports. He's doing our Super Bowl updates for us, and I was telling him he's got to go to Mother's and eat dinner. Have you been to Mother's?
Yeah, once. It was very, very good.
Yeah, you eat at Mother's once. First of all, it's going to take you about 4 hours to waddle home and get out of there after all you eat. But you will never forget a meal at Mother's.
One of the great music cities in the world and one of the great food cities in the world, all in one.
Yep. Ate my way right through there two summers ago. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well. We got the Canes coming in tomorrow night for basketball. Then we go to Chapel Hill for basketball Saturday at noon, and then a week from tomorrow, signing day, so for football. So it is a incredibly busy time right now.
Let me get to, obviously, the storyline that came out of Blacksburg over the weekend. Antoine Exum, down, torn ACL, down 6 to 9 months, playing a game of pickup basketball. What was the word that you would describe when you found out the story?
Oh, I felt so bad for him. You know, he decided to come back. He's clearly one of the team leaders on the defense. He played so well down the stretch. He's a preseason All-American kind of guy. Big difference maker. But the good news is it's very possible that he's back for kickoff, and I think that is exciting. I know he'll work really hard to get back.
Now, last we heard in the press release, it looked like there could be surgery on Thursday. Have you heard any kind of update?
You know, that is the trainers, I guess, for whatever reason. You can ask your orthopedic buddies that are friends. They want the swelling to go down a little bit before they cut him. But as of right now, he has not had the surgery as of today, no.
For him, it could be 6, it could be 9 months, and this is all hoping that there's no setbacks or anything along those lines. The conversation becomes, what's behind him? And I know that we talked about this last year in terms of depth and defense, but if, and let's play the worst-case scenario, if they have to start the season without him.
Well, that's the one thing that's a deeper position, and I think if you look at the, obviously with Kendall Fuller coming in, he's probably going to play anyway. He probably moves up and plays right off the start for the Hokies off the other side of his brother. So, you know, you hate to say that's one position where you could take a hit, but that's the fact of the matter. You probably could there.
And the one thing that we should throw in, if you know Antoine, you know this is one of the guys who's one of the leaders of the team as
well. Yeah, I think he'll be, you know, they're going to work hard with him. We've had a good track record of guys getting back a little bit earlier, and I know it's individually different. Some guys do return faster than others, but we've had good luck of getting guys back really quick.
Let me ask you this. This is just feedback that I got, and I stood up for Antoine, but I don't know if you got this feedback as well. I got people asking me, is it worth taking an unnecessary risk? And I didn't think that was a storyline. I got some reactions Saturday and Sunday. But to me, Bill, a college football player playing a game of college hoops is not an unnecessary risk.
I think every single football player we've had here has played pickup basketball since I've been here.
We even have some Division I football players who've played Division I basketball.
Yeah, I think a lot. I think, you know, if you're going to have freak injuries, it's going to happen. And that's what this was. But, yeah, you don't want them doing snowboarding or mogul skiing.
Yeah, that's what
I said. That's not what this was.
Cliff diving, to me, is an unnecessary risk.
Well, it's funny. Do you remember Cullen Hawkins? Football player here. He's a fullback at Tech. And played on our undefeated team in 99. His dad, Scott, played here at Tech. But he was a world-class mogul skier. In fact, he could have probably had a professional skiing career, and he gave that up to play football at Tech. And that was a good decision. And he lives in Atlanta, and he's got kids now, and it's worked out great. But he used to mogul ski all the time, and that used to scare the heck out of our coaches, because that's all, if you've seen that or do a Google search of it, you talk about a sport that is hard on knees.
Oh, man. You're bouncing all around.
Yeah.
Does Frank have a list of, like, things that you can't do in the off season? Like, buy
Not
a motorcycle?
That I know of. No, there's no, you know, the NFL teams have that
mm-hmm.
With their players and NBA teams, but I don't know that we do.
Yeah, well, like I said, I wouldn't hold playing pickup as an unnecessary risk.
That's a noontime activity for so many of our students, not just players.
All right, to brighter news. Friday, the new coaches were officially introduced. First impressions?
I thought each was really smart and intense. I found them to be very no-nonsense guys with really good pedigrees. Leffler comes across as tremendously cerebral. He's really smart. He is one of those guys who listens to the questions when they're asked and answers in a really smart way. So I think he's intelligent. And one of the things that he talked about was he wants a quarterback who's smart and tough. And he really drew parallels between Lloyd Carr and Coach Beamer, which is a great compliment, I'm guessing, to both guys. But in terms of Coach Beamer, it's someone who Leffler feels comfortable with. And Grimes, I thought, was a really neat guy. He wants to have a really tough, rugged offensive line. He's, again, a no-nonsense kind of guy. And I think it's a good fit. I think they'll get back to doing what Frank wants to do, which is be a power-running football team and yet be multiple enough to pitch the ball around a little bit.
Before I get to basketball, I know we have to walk on kind of on shattered glass here on how we talk about this so nobody gets in trouble. But
right.
You mentioned next Wednesday is National Letter of Intent Day, National Signing Day. What are you guys doing on HokieSports.com? I know you always sit down with the coaches and go over certain guys.
Well, it's a good question. We're going to announce, not today or tomorrow, some big plans on HokieSports.com. We're going to try to do some new things, some live things, video with our coaches, and get some highlights up there. And we are in the final process today of going through exactly how we're going to do it. But I think it's going to be really exciting. Some schools do this, some don't. It kind of depends upon the infrastructure and the availability of coaches and their willingness to do it. And, you know, I think it's, you know, anybody can get on a webcam and talk about players and have rivals and ESPN and scout recruiting rankings. I think to make it go well, you need to have a full buy-in with your head coach and your coaching staff, and I think we've got that. So we'll have more coming up next week, and I hope I'll hop on by next Tuesday. We'll be able to really pump it up for you.
Cool. Stay tuned to HokieSports.com for that. Come back. We'll talk a little basketball with Bill Roth. He joins us in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. We're back with you in 60 seconds on Sports Radio 910.
Hey, this is Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report, the attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
Back on the Cowan Gates Roth Report, Bill Roth joining us here on Sports Radio 910 for a few more moments. Talked a little football to open up the report. Time to get into a little basketball as the Hokies continue to struggle, losing to Clemson over the weekend. And now, Bill, here comes Miami, and they're just beating up on everybody.
Boy, they are. They creamed Duke, and they got Florida State good the other day. They remind me of last year's Florida State team in that they have six seniors. They got a lot of experience. The Julian Gamble guy, I think he's been there 7 years, it seems. But they're big. They got a ton of guys over 6 feet. I mean, Gamble's huge. Johnson's huge. Kaji's gigantic. I'm looking at it. 1, 2, 3, 4. They got six guys over 6'10". And they're just pounding people. And then they've got great guards. Shane Larkin is playing great. And Durant Scott's, you know, he had 25 and 6 rebounds against Duke. I mean, they've got experienced, high-level players that are playing with a lot of confidence right now. And in Coach Larrañaga, they got a guy that's keeping them tremendously grounded. You know, we saw how well they played against Duke and Florida State at home. They traditionally have not played great at Castle. And everybody doesn't play as well at home as they do on the road. We get that. But the Canes, for whatever reason, have not particularly played well and shot the ball well here at Castle. So I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow night.
How about the Hokies? Listening to Coach Johnson after the game against Clemson, he kind of kind of seemed to be in a state of disbelief after Clemson, who struggled from three, just lit up from three. He kind of had that, all right, what's next kind of feel to him.
Everyone they play seemed to bomb in threes like there's nothing to it. And, you know, they wanted to limit Booker's touches because if Booker handles the ball inside, he's going to score and rebound and everyone's going to fall out. And so they decided to pack it in and let guys that were 27% shooters from long range bomb away. And that's what McDaniel did, and he comes out and the kid hits 4 out of 5, and that's huge. But as bad as it was, statistically, as J.J. mentioned last night, there were 28 points on offensive rebounds and 50-50 balls. I don't think he got the effort that he wanted when the ball was loose and rolling around on the floor. Hokies at times have been a pretty good rebounding team, and you've seen them against really good and bigger teams out-rebound the basketball very well. But then against Clemson, it just didn't happen. The Tigers were getting a lot of tip-backs, and I think at times the Hokies got pushed around a bit inside.
All right, coming up, Miami tomorrow night. That's a 9 o'clock tip. Saturday, North Carolina, down in Chapel Hill. That's a noon tip. Bill Roth, Mike Burnup on 30 Minutes pregame. Before I let you roll,
yes,
Baltimore, San Francisco.
I like San Francisco 27-20.
27-20. Jesse, write that up on the big board of predictions. All right, my man, we will catch up with you next Tuesday.
Thanks. See you, Wes.
You got
Bye-bye.
It. That's Bill Roth, 27-20. We've got to get the big board of predictions started this week. Bill Roth taking the Niners.